just like to sew.
With metallic conductive thread, this girl creates a simple electronic circuit. Artist Sally Byers incorporates tiny lights like this in her clothing designs. She says the art of making things yourself is disappearing and hopes the younger generation will continue to create whatever moves them.
I want them to learn that they can make it happen, whatever it might be, that they can do all kinds of stuff, but I'm not sure they learn that at school.
But they can learn it at Maker Faires, which began in the United States 8 years ago as a gathering for people who enjoy creating and sharing. Now the fairs have spread worldwide to countries like Nigeria, China, and Egypt. Lorelei Brown, media coordinator for this event, says fairs provide an outlet in a world full of ready-made goods.
And this kind of thing gives people an incentive to go do something and to maybe change something or think differently.
Robots were popular at the fair. Drones that flew, and robots designed like the Mars rover that the children could control. Engineer Ivan Galish says the robot can be built from a kit.
So they actually have a rocker suspension system designed to go over rough terrain, uneven terrain, and keeping all the four wheels on the ground.
9-year-old Mamun Kolovos enjoyed learning about the robots.
How they go through the ramps and how fast you can make it go or rotate it around.
These kids are propelling pieces of plastic representing small rockets. The display is sponsored by a high school team that builds high-powered motorized rockets. Senior Allison Yu shows off their homemade creations. She says the team did a project with NASA, the U.S. Space Agency.
Our body tube is made out of a cardboard-like material. Because we designed our own pieces, we bought the materials and then also cut them ourselves. The rocket that we did for our project went to about 3,600 feet.
Yu plans to become a rocket scientist. Fair organizers hope today's activities launch lots of the young people here into exciting creative careers. Deborah Block, VOA News, Reston, Virginia.